The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Pistachios.
They're a good nut. Salted, you suck on them, crack them open, throw it out. Delicious nut.
Fighting.
You know, in fights, even though it looks like there's two people going at it hard and they're kind of banging away at each other.
Ties.
Well, tying ties is an art form, right? I always found that my knot would be too small. Everyone's got a different size, right? That's what makes us unique.
Zoom calls.
Buddy, I know the one. I know the red button that says leave. I could not find it. I kept scrolling through all the pictures. I couldn't get off. And like the worst, I'll just stop there.
It's time for Struds On.
A buyer's market. Okay, so I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. We do have the rest of the season play, then playoffs. But I think we got to keep an eye on the future. As we work in towards a trade deadline, which is in, let's call it 30 days. It might be on or off by that a little bit. The Edmonton Oilers are in a situation here that Ken Holland's created flexibility with a lot of the contracts he has outside of the big guys. So you're looking at guys like Jujar, like Larson, like Barry, like Mike Smith, like so many players across this team are on expiring contracts, right? Cahoon, who came in here, Tyler Ennis is coming off. Turris has one more year at a not a crazy cap hit. So there's so much flexibility he's created here. And Gary Bettman came out and said that with the amount of escrow that has to be repaid by the players, you can expect a flat or near flat cap for 3 to 4 seasons. That's a long time. So cap flexibility is going to be a real asset in this offseason. And in the Northern Division, other than Ottawa, which, you know, let's be honest, doesn't really count right now. The Oilers have the most cap flexibility of anyone. Now, there's no doubt they have to re-sign Nuge or someone to replace him. They got to figure out with Barry and Larson. Those are all three pretty big issues. But other than that, it's not too crazy what they got going on. I know they got to get Yamamoto done. You look at Vancouver, they got to get Hughes done and Pettersson. Those are two big deals. In Toronto, they got to figure out what they're going to do with their goaltender. Zach Hyman's up. There's a lot of moving parts. But for the Edmonton Oilers, I really think that this is a summer, and you're going to want to have a game plan and that flexibility going into it. So I'm not sure if I know all these fans are going here. I'm not making big deals heading into this offseason because I want to keep that flexibility around. I think they have to figure some off the goaltenders for a longer term solution, whether that's through free agency or a trade. And then you got some younger players coming, but trust me, cap flexibility is going to be a major weapon in this offseason, and they got to figure out how to keep that intact as they head into it. So, yeah, you know what? They're going to have to decide on some of their free agents. That's clear. But, Greggs, I feel really strongly about this. So bringing in a big contract or trading out a draft pick for a guy to rent on the short term, it makes no sense to me at all. They've got to be patient with some of their young players because they are coming and are continuing to improve.